When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, movie friends. Welcome back to the show. Anthony here.
And James here. Today, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to do a Q&A for all of you. You all sent us questions on Instagram and everywhere, and so we're going to answer like 150 of these. There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Holy crap.
Thanks for sending them all in. We might not have time to, we might have to do another episode.
I think we could cruise through these.
Yeah, yeah.
We got this, but it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we're actually currently traveling in Italy right now. But yeah, we recorded a couple. We recorded ahead of schedule.
It's been a great trip.
It's been so fun.
What's your favorite part of the trip, Jim?
Everything, the food. Europe. We're actually doing Ireland, Scotland, England, then Italy.
Where will we be today?
Today's the 30th. I think we are traveling.
We'll be in Scotland.
We're in Scotland. We're about to go to Venice. Yeah. In a day or two.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's been a great trip so far.
Mm-hmm.
Both alive, hopefully. Anyways, this episode's going to air.
Posthumous episode,
whether we're dead or not. Now let's begin with our Q&A. So it was an Instagram story and a button that you all sent us questions to, and we have not seen these really at all, so I don't know what we're going to be prepared for, but it should be fun. Let's start with YMM Vintage,
who sent us some very cool vintage shirts we're going to post. We posted on Instagram a few weeks ago, and you can check out his Instagram and website for cool vintage clothes.
Yeah, YMM Vintage, as well as an original Armageddon soundtrack CD.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty baller.
What a gift. It's so nice. If you could be anyone from the Fellowship, who would it be and why? You can go first.
I would be Legolas.
How come?
Because he's a badass warrior and lives forever.
He lives forever. Unless
great
he dies
hair.
In battle.
Great hair. I just wouldn't battle.
Just chill. Yeah. Just be a scholar. Yeah. Just watching Netflix.
And watch everything on Netflix.
I would probably be Aragorn. You know, he's going to have a long life, but he's even more of a badass. He is a king. And I think, you know, life would get a little boring after a while. Like, what are you going to do in your 700th year? Like, seriously.
Bro, Legolas is like 4,000. He's still having fun.
I know, but I'm just saying.
He's still having a great time.
I'm just saying that when you turn 700, what are you going to do? I feel like even when I'm in 60, I'm going to be like, all right, let's speed this up.
Yeah, but you
got
to think elf culture is probably built for longevity, you know?
Yeah, they walk around trees.
They grow trees.
Actually, in the book, it's a lot more detailed what they do. But, you know, I think it would get boring after a while. Anyways, we can't spend probably too much time on each one of these. From Mike. Okay, I got one. First movie y'all ever watched at a theater, together and separately? It's probably a Disney live action.
It's
like Pocahontas or Lion King. Maybe Lion King.
The animation,
1995,
yeah.
Right? And then together, who knows? I can't remember that far back. And then separately, I don't know what that would be either. Maybe Blair Witch Project.
Separately?
For me. I think the first time I was ever home alone, I don't know why I did this. I was like 9. I put on the Blair Witch Project, and I freaked myself out.
Separately would have to be like going out with a friend and their parents.
Well, not necessarily.
But we were always going out with the same friends.
But you didn't say, well, because the answer was theater together and separately. Separately doesn't mean it has to be at a theater. It could have been at home by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened to me, because our home.
Well, no, this in a theater is the question. That's the setting of the question.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
I don't remember, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bud. Pal.
Sorry,
that's
bud.
That's too far back to think on the spot. All right, this is from Grayson. Why do some men just want to watch the world burn? I don't know,
everything
Grayson.
Burns. That's why everything burns, Grayson.
Ooh, bummer. I saw a child playing with a ruby. A ruby the size of a tangerine.
It was throwing them away. It was
good sport. From Haley, when are you guys going to drop a playlist of your favorite movie songs? Oh, that's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
Do like a score playlist. That'd be a lot
we
of fun.
We could do an episode on it.
Yeah, if everyone's got Spotify.
We could reveal the list in the episode.
We can make a Spotify playlist. Yeah. That'd be super fun.
Okay, JT Rocky Danger Buff, have you ever seen Turbo Kid?
No, I don't know what that is. It came out like 5 or 6 years ago or something like that. It's supposed to be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen it though. Sorry, bud. Movie Junkie. Any plans for the future of making films? That is the life goal.
Absolutely,
that is the
pal.
Plan. That
Absolutely.
Is, you know, the reason. However we get there, we get there. If the podcast is the means to that end, then it's that.
Movie Junkie has another one. Favorite animated film?
Maybe,
I'm going to go with the original Lion King.
Maybe the original Toy Story for me.
Nice.
Even though like Wally's like my favorite Pixar movie, I think just Toy Story is just a special place in my heart.
I think Lion King is just such a great story. It's got such moving moments and tragic moments and heroic. It's like amazing.
Also, another question from him. What are you guys looking forward to the most this year? I'm guessing in terms of movies.
Pale Blue Eye, Christian Bale's upcoming film.
The Northman for me.
Yeah.
Can't wait. It's coming out. It came out last month. We would have seen it by now.
It was great. It was great. Alex Dimsul. What's a typical weekly schedule for you guys? It varies.
Why don't you go by your schedule? I'll talk about mine.
My schedule is I generally wake up, and then I do a couple hours of creative writing, and then I'll do if we need to film, I'll prep and we'll film something. Or if I need to edit, I'll edit as much as I can. Like yesterday, I edited an entire episode on the TikToks all just in one sitting for like 7 hours straight. But if it's no editing to do, I'll figure out something to do, whether it be prep for another episode or I'll make an audio review. I usually record those two at a time so then I can just upload them. So it just generally like varies from day to day, but the structure stays the same. It's what I'm doing is different usually for editing or preparing for an
episode. Same for me. Obviously, we both hit the gym.
The gym. I go to the gym.
Don't forget about the gym, bro. You got those gains you got to talk about.
I got some gains.
And then I run to then my. And then Saturday, we always do like movie news and Patreon videos.
Saturday is
like
always a filming day.
Saturday morning is always filming. And then like right now, last month because of Moon Knight, we were filming. We were watching that every morning on Wednesdays and then filming. But filming nights just vary depending on when we have time, when we have a schedule, and when we like to get ahead of schedule. And
sometimes we get invited to events, so those are fun.
Yeah, sometimes it varies. You know, we did a red carpet in April. We saw Fantastic Beasts at like Century City for a fan event. So it just varies. Every week's different depending on like other work we're doing. Like if we're doing like some videos for like Hulu, or we just did videos for Amazon Prime and stuff like that. It's just up in the air. But the benefit of being your own boss is, you know, you can deal with the schedule that's kind of all over the place like that.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to M. Leary 32. What is your favorite non-artsy movie like Stupid Action? Oh, that's got to be probably...
Good question.
A Schwarzenegger movie.
Commando.
Probably like Commando. Predator. Something like that.
Predator's not stupid.
The action's... Stupid Action.
Commando's stupid.
Commando is stupid action.
Silly.
Just him gearing up is one of the best
Commando
scenes ever.
Is it. Yeah, that's mine.
Great question.
Edgar Fox, Logan Berserker, would you consider reviewing Michael Mann's filmography?
Oh, we have to.
Absolutely. We're on it, bud. We're going to try and do Heat soon.
For you, Manhunter. We're doing Heat.
I know. We keep talking about it. We'll do it soon. Maybe we already did it by now. Maybe we've already done it.
He also asked, would you consider reviewing Francis Ford Coppola's filmography? So we already did the trilogy, the Godfather trilogy. We've briefly talked about... What else have we talked about?
Not much from his filmography.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We're saving them. We did three in a week, so we gotta wait till we do another one.
All right, cool. Let's see. Andres, 6 Ace, Sopranos, right now. And he's got a gun emoji pointing at us. The Gabagool!
He wants it.
The Gabagool. We'll get to it, pal. We'll get to it. We promise. We gotta do more TV for sure.
Jesse M., I turned 21 on Thursday. What is a movie that has an iconic party club scene?
Happy birthday, first of all. Night at the Roxbury. Classic party vibe scene.
You know what I'm going to go with? Collateral.
Collateral's pretty good.
Tom Cruise kills the guy in the club. It's a great scene.
It's a great scene.
Great club scene.
Where are the movies that have great club moments? Social Network has a great club scene.
Yeah, it's a really good one. With JT,
Boogie Nights opening. Fantastic.
Boogie Nights opening. Yeah.
Some other good ones.
Boogie Nights has the best club scene probably.
Probably. Yeah, there are plenty. But yeah, I think that those are some of my favorites for sure. Let's see. Happy birthday, by the way. Best animated films from Tuk Tuk. Best animated films, obviously rocking Pixar. So, like, I think the original Pixar films are so good, like Monsters, Inc., Finding Nemo, Toy Story, obviously. But I think Toy Story 4 is also brilliant, especially the animation. Just kind of changed the game. Ratatouille, Shrek is amazing. I mean, Lion King. There's so many to choose from. Aladdin,
yeah.
The Emperor's Aladdin's New Groove, I like that a lot. Pocahontas, the OG. I mean, so many to pick from.
So many.
So many.
Kay Hizzle, In your opinion, what's the best sci-fi movie ever made? 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Yeah, easy, probably
easy
that.
Question.
And then, I mean,
easy answer.
Also up
great
there,
question.
Blade Runner's up there. The Matrix is up there. There's so many great sci-fi films, but we gotta go.
What's the best ever for you?
It's 2001: A Space Odyssey.
2001.
Sure, but you know, I want. There's a lot of movies that you can bring up.
You're,
for that.
You're like, I don't want to offend any movies.
I don't want to offend any movies. I don't want to get tweeted by The Matrix. Okay. All right, Captain Cod. Where do you guys want to be in the next few years, other than continuing the podcast? Obviously, I hope the podcast will be at the stratosphere. And we'll just be dominating the chats, kid.
I want to be getting 100,000 downloads every day.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be sick.
But also our production company will be get going and
Gary,
making small
yeah.
projects and stuff like that, get going on short films. And obviously I want to start doing that by the end of this year, next year for sure. But I think hopefully by then maybe making some feature lengths. Who knows?
Liam Hoskins, 29. Favorite so bad, it's good movie. I'm going to go with Starship Troopers.
Yeah, but the thing with Starship Troopers, it's also low-key very good.
It's very bad, though.
It's very good, though. It's at the same time.
It's ridiculous.
There's more substance to it than you'd think.
There's substance to it, but the acting's terrible.
The monsters are weird.
They're pretty cool. For when we were kids, they were cool, but the story is just garbage.
But, I mean, that's so good. It's
that
so
football,
bad, so
that
good.
Football game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Room is another one of those.
Yeah.
That movie's so bad. It's so fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
We should do a watch party for that.
Yeah.
All right. Kay Hizzle, in your opinion, what's the best sci-fi movie ever made? Oh, we already got that. Sorry,
yes.
You skipped ahead. I'm sorry, bro. Jesse M., best dystopian movie or series? That's a good question.
I got one.
Go
Children of Men, best dystopian movie.
Yeah, that's dystopian
Children
for sure.
Men.
But then, you know, Mad Max, the entire franchise. And I can't wait to see what Mad Max is going to be doing going forward. Because, I mean, we're going to have the Furiosa spinoff prequel with Anya Taylor-Joy, and then Tom Hardy's going to get his going. He's going to have a sequel for his
oh, really?
Mad Max genre. So yeah, he's going to be in another one. So we'll have a Mad Max world, and I love the first one. It's one of the best action movies ever made.
The Mad Max multiverse.
Yeah, but I like dystopian movies a lot, so.
Oh yeah, I think they're great. They're awesome.
Yeah, I think probably, but Children of Men is.
But I can't think of, like, what's another good series? I mean,
Hunger
Games.
Oh yeah, Walking
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Yeah, dystopian.
Yeah,
The Walking
definitely.
Dead's a good. Well, I think it was a good TV show of like
for a few years.
Dystopian zombies,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Great question.
Braveheart has the best soundtrack of all time. Changed my mind.
It's pretty epic. It was James Horner, right?
James or Patrick Doyle?
No, it's not Patrick.
James
Doyle.
James Horner. Yeah,
pretty damn sure.
Yeah.
Pretty damn sure. Lots of brass in that.
A-Rugs 18. Can you give us a hint?
I think they misunderstood what you were asking in the button.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, Best Picture. Thoughts on Carrie? It is such a great horror movie.
Underrated horror masterpiece. It's got one of the best endings of all time.
Best third act ever.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That is insane. When she finally gets going, man. Oh, man. Plus the prom scene, so iconic.
I was watching it last month, and then you showed up for the 10 minutes.
I was
like, perfect
timing. I was like, okay, I'm sitting down for this. Came in just right before the bucket fell. I was like, let's go. All right, before we continue, the best way to support Raiders of the Lost Podcast is to become a patron at patreon.com/Raiders of the Lost Podcast, where you get awesome perks like our podcast schedule, personalized videos, Patreon shout-outs on the show. Patrons all have access to our weekly bonus episodes, and Godfather tier patrons get their own custom episode that they get to choose. Whatever topic you want to do, we will cover it just for Godfather tier patrons. $10 and $25 tier patrons also have access to our Discord, where we converse with fans every day. Converse. And we also have like watch parties. Like, we did an Oscars watch party, we've done a Shrek watch party, so it's always a good time,
as well as video chats.
It's a great space and community and environment, and it's been a lot of fun to start building it. We also recently launched our podcast masterclass online course, so for anyone who wants to start a podcast or improve your current podcast, the link is podcastmasterclass.teachable.com. gives you all the secrets behind the scenes of the show. You can also find it on the homepage of our website, RaidersOfLostPodcast.com. There's tons of merch, custom movie posters, sources of content on there as well. Thanks for tuning in around the world. Be sure to hit the notification bells. Now let's get into more of your questions for us to answer. Next one is from Al Silva 33, Halloween 1970. I think he's asking just our opinion
on that. Yeah, requesting it, yeah. Love it.
I request it. I mean, it's iconic. Mike Myers' origin story.
We talked about it in Halloween episode.
Not origin story, but it's kind of an origin story.
Yeah,
he's a little kid.
It's an origin
story. It's a pretty messed up story, but it's great.
It's great.
It's great.
James Yarrow 4, if you could choose any actor and director to star in a film of your life, who would you choose?
Good question. Wes Anderson, because my entire life is a joke.
Who's the actor?
Oh, actor and director.
Oh, actor. Luke Wilson, I guess.
I'm going directed by Tommy Wiseau, starring Steven Seagal.
That'd be a pretty sick movie.
I think it'd be
honestly
pretty dope.
It feels accurate to your life. It feels accurate.
I can't say it would be unique for sure. It would be.
All right, Julia the Best. If you could go back to watch a movie for the first time again, which movie would it be? Such a good question.
The Matrix.
Yeah, it's like The Matrix. Anything with a twist, though, like Memento would be a great first watch again.
But
or Inception.
I say The Matrix because we saw it when we were kids, so we didn't really understand it. So we grew up figuring out The Matrix upon repeat viewings.
And a lot of it came from pop culture.
Exactly. Whereas I would love to watch it as an adult and be able to, like, you know, have a mature perspective on the world and watch that movie and understand it immediately.
True.
That's what I would like.
I would also like to see Inception for the first time again because that would just blew my hair back, man. That movie was insane. Took the world by storm in 2010.
800 mil.
Aiden Marvin, favorite trilogy? Tough question. I'm probably going to go Lord of the Rings here.
I think I'm going to go Lord of the
Rings.
They're
all masterpieces. Yeah. And if The Godfather Part 3 was a better movie and they actually made it with passion, then it probably would have been a masterpiece as well. But I mean, The Lord of the Rings, I think it's a masterpiece for sure. The Bourne trilogy is up there for me as well. But yeah, I'm going
Lord of the Rings. Earth. Lord of the Rings and then Dark Knight trilogy is a slow second. I mean, right behind it in second
Right behind
place.
It?
Yeah, and then the original Star Wars right behind that
slow
one.
Slow right behind it second.
I don't know why I said slow second.
Just Dan Moe. Outside being the best podcasters in the world, thank you so much. What other boring, exciting jobs have you had? Well, every Devney boy, it's part of coming to age is working for dad starting at the age of 12 to whenever you get to leave his bosom. So we worked for the Tombstone Company and but basically working for dad, you're an indentured servant. You do whatever he wants. It could be one day you're doing cemetery work, one day you're pulling carpet up in the house, one day you're painting the office, all sorts of stuff, running to Home Depot all the time.
Getting him coffee.
Getting him Dunkin's, getting New York Deli subs for lunch. Like, just whatever he says you have to do.
Yeah, every day was different. You can say it wasn't boring.
But also, I've been a bartender. I've worked in video production and doing multimedia production for a company. Company, stuff like that.
Yeah, I was I worked waiting tables for a while and was also a freelance videographer and photographer.
Male stripper, stuff like that. Nothing too crazy.
Magic Mike show leader. Matt Jassau. Was it just me or was Morbius the worst movie we've seen in a long time?
I wouldn't say it's the worst movie we've seen in a long time. It's just it was a big disappointment.
It's very underwhelming.
Underwhelming, yeah. Especially, you know.
Disappointing.
In the episode, we talked about how, you know, this is Sony, this is Columbia Pictures, and this is what they're putting out as their best film of the year. It's kind of sad. Not, like, if you liked it, you liked it. That's fine. We're happy for it, but we have a standard. We have standards.
When you guys go, from Joshua Reiner, 308, when you guys decide to make kick-ass movies, will you guys have to go to film school to be directors?
No, well, nah,
we've
no
both
thanks.
We've both studied film. Most directors, you could say, even most of your favorite directors actually never went to film school. It's not a necessity.
Very few went.
Yeah. So film school is a great way to learn the craft of not just directing, but every aspect of film to be DP or an editor or production designer. Yeah. So
there's
nothing
more wrong with it, but you can get into some serious student loan debt for sure, like any college. But also the best way to learn how to make movies is just to make movies.
Yeah.
Learn by doing.
But there are plenty who went to film school.
Yes. A.L. Rada, have you reviewed Girl with the Dragon Tattoo yet? We briefly did in our David Fincher director spotlight. We spent about like 20, 25 minutes
I
on
love that.
That
movie. We should do it.
It is a great, great movie. And since it's not a trilogy, I would love to do a solo one on that.
Yeah, we should do it.
Those books are amazing by Stieg Larsson as well. And the Swedish versions with Noomi Rapace are also excellent.
Yeah. Alex Jeffrey, have you ever made any films and is creating something you see yourself doing in the future? We've actually... James and I made a feature film when we were in our early 20s. It's
eradicated off the internet.
Nobody knows of it, but it was good for what it was. We spent $30,000 and we made it with our friends, and we actually like rented real locations, got real actors, and we spent 6 months on it, and it was a lot of fun, and I learned more doing that than I did at film school, and it was
a
great experience, and we have that experience to draw from, and we feel confident that when we get the opportunity in the future to make movies, we'll both be able to handle ourselves very well.
All right, Jonathan Falkenberg, he's got two questions. What is the best place to get your movie posters online today?
Oh, you know where.
Movieposters.com. Raiders 10. And then, where do you see yourself in 5 years? That got asked earlier, so we answered that already.
on set of a movie I'm directing. That's where.
Let's go.
Bam. Chris Holmes, you should do an Oscar show where you confirm or deny results. It's 2004. For example, in 2004, you give what best picture?
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
So if we go through each year and say what we would have given it.
I like that. Mock Oscars.
Because we did that basically for 2022. We did that episode where we did our own picks.
I like that episode. That was fun.
I like that. So, yeah.
Great, cool. Good question, Chris.
Great idea, Chris. Jorgen. Is it Jorgen or Jorge?
Jorgen.
Sorry, pal.
I hope we said skip one of them. I hope one of them were right. Something was right.
50% shot. Where was Luke going to pick up the power converters? Oh, this is a New Hope question. Toshi Station.
Mm.
It's Toshi. Yeah. Toshi Station.
Okay.
Toshi Station.
I don't know it that well.
I had to go to Toshi Station to pick up the power converters. Something like that, right?
So whiny.
He is very whiny. Yeah.
Amelie Morris Blake, what film-inspired names do you want to name your future kids? Hidden, covert, or obvious?
Well, if I had a dog, I'd name him Atreides, for sure.
That's a good name for a dog.
For children, I'm not sure. You know, I would want to give them like a
Bruce Wayne Devaney.
Like a cool Batman Devaney. Like a cool name, but like something unique and interesting. Like I'm the third generation of my exact name, so I wouldn't want to name like another kid after me.
You're not going to do another James Devaney?
No, I mean, like, we got plenty of asshole James Devaney's in the world.
You're not an asshole.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You're a good guy.
We got plenty of James Devaney's in this world. I'll give him like something.
There's so many James Devaney's. We're overrun with
James
them.
Is the most common name in America.
There are, it is the most popular name.
Popular name in the United States. So I'd give them something a little more unique. I don't know yet, though.
I can't think of any movie characters that I would not want to name my kid after.
Llewellyn.
Where'd you get the satchel?
Maverick.
Oh, Maverick's a great name. Okay, yeah. I got it. Maverick Devaney.
That is a dope name.
I'm stealing it.
No, I'm going to have a kid first and name him Maverick.
I called dibs.
We'll see who has the baby first.
Oh, I'm going to pump a baby out right now.
You don't want babies.
Nah. Oh, maybe.
Maybe. If you meet the right woman.
I don't want to be old and have nobody to look after me.
All right. From Preston
Getting deep.
Gear, Anthony. Preston Gear, our bud.
What's up, Preston?
You said Greer last
time. I know. I said Gear the last episode, though.
Did you?
He's an unsubscriber.
Yeah. Preston's the best. Do either of you go to see movies solo or would separately literally kill you? Would separating literally kill you?
We go to movies separately. Yeah.
I would say I see half the movies I see with you, half without you.
Yeah.
And I'll either go solo or with somebody else.
And when we went to different schools and you were in Western Mass, I went to the movies by myself all the time, just by myself.
And you had the movie Dungeon in there.
I had Netflix by mail. I was doing 3 DVDs at a time, like churning them out crazy.
Yeah, he had 3 TVs on at the same time. He put Taxi Driver, Goodfellas, and then Casino all next to each other and played them all at the same time.
Archie Owen, which movies made you fall in love with cinema? There were two for me. It was Taxi Driver and There Will Be Blood. Those two, when I saw them, I was like, whoa, this is different from the movies we grew up watching. And it really made me look differently at movies.
Yeah, I would say Goodfellas and either Pulp Fiction or Kill Bill. Because I was really into Kill Bill when I was like a young teenager. But Pulp Fiction's like, that's like one of those movies that'll change your life. You know what I mean? Like, you listen to a new band, they change your life. Like, Pulp Fiction, I feel like, changed my perspective on movies forever.
Yeah, the Beatles, I think, changed my life when I got into them in my late 20s.
It's a rap lyric in a song where it's like, until you discover the next band that'll change your life, something like that. Because it happens all the time.
Mm.
And then people start to dress like that kind of music. It's just kind of weird how humans are weird.
Yeah,
I had a phase where I listened to Nirvana every day for like 2 years. Like,
yeah.
Remember that? I had a grunge phase.
Yeah. You played guitar, too.
I played guitar for quite a while.
Yeah.
Anyways, Alora.
Emma Bobema. I said it in Italian.
Emma Bobema. Quando?
When did you guys decide to start a podcast? Whose idea was it first? We decided during lockdown 2020. It was my idea, but James inspired it.
And we had toyed with the idea the year before.
Yeah.
We made a fake podcast on my phone, audio recording, and never went anywhere. Like, I listened to it at work the next day. I'm like, hey, that was actually pretty good, but it's probably terrible. I can't remember what we talked
about.
Our
first 10 episodes were terrible.
And then, just like a perfect storm of situations where COVID, we had time, we had space,
and we were like,
we
have
privacy too.
F it, yeah.
We had a lot of privacy.
And we have the gear, so we were just like, let's do it. Let's go. We have cameras and mics. All right. Colin Six, favorite guilty pleasure movies. Again, like Super Troopers, Commando, like corny stuff like that.
I love rom-coms. I'll watch rom-coms, no problem. Should cheer me up. Absolutely. Even the bad ones.
Eric, what is your favorite David Fincher movie? Ooh, tough question.
That's hard to answer.
It's between Fight Club and Seven, honestly, probably.
I'm going Seven. I think it's a perfect movie, flat out.
It really is.
It's a perfect
movie. I think
they're
both perfect. Social Network's a perfect movie, too. But I think my favorite's probably Fight Club.
Nice. Finn Bork, who has watched the most movies between you two?
Anthony. Yeah, he watches like 12 movies a day. I like wake up and I'm eating breakfast. He's like, yeah, I've already watched two movies today. Bro, it's eight.
That's not
it's 8 o'clock. Yeah, I've been up since 3. I did a foreign film that I then did a film where it's just two people staring into the screen the whole time. It was life changing.
That's funny. All right, Matt Gendra, what are your top three favorite movies?
It's always cycling, you know. It's tough to always just.
I have my top three.
You have your top three, but yeah. Mine's cycling. Yeah. What's your top three?
Fanny and Alexander, The Tree of Life, and There Will Be Blood.
Right now, like my top three, it's like Gladiator. I'm obsessed with right now. I can't get enough.
You
Gladiator.
Listen to it every day.
I'm listening to Hans' score every day. It's just like I can't stop. And then like The Matrix, obviously for sure, and probably Goodfellas.
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde's top five, not top three.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got mixed up. Yeah, my bad.
Last time it was cycled in there. What are you trying to say? That Legally Blonde's not a fantastic movie?
It is a wonderful movie.
It's hilarious. Yeah. I love Reese. Yeah. Moving on. The Evan D. Do y'all pass girls off to one another? No, Evan, that's gross.
That's
disgusting.
It's unethical.
That is horrible.
We get asked that a lot, though.
Yeah.
As twins, we get these ridiculous questions asked by people all the time. Like, do you share girls? Can you read each other's minds? Can you feel each other's pain? Like, it's all bananas. It's all bogus.
Yeah, it's all bogus.
Jay McGuire, 6. How long will Morbius episode be? And how much of it is bashing on the movie? So it's over an hour, and we bashed on it pretty much the whole time.
We talked about things we liked, but again, we didn't bash on it just out of just like hate of the and rage. We did it because we deserve better from Sony.
We deserve it.
We deserve better from these studios.
You deserve better.
They don't care, man. They really just don't care. Mm-mm. Sorry, I'm getting heated already. All right.
That's an example of the episode.
Britton Inkley, if you could only watch one Nolan movie for the rest of your life, what would it be? Oh, man.
Good question.
Honestly, I don't even think I'd pick a Batman movie because I would want a movie that's got a conclusion problem.
I'd do Inception.
Not a complete conclusion.
I would do Inception.
I think I would do Interstellar.
Ooh.
Nice. I just love that movie.
I'm not surprised to pick
that one. Almost The Prestige, too, because Prestige, I think, is brilliant.
Prestige is dope. McCroy 33, are you guys planning on doing an episode on the Peacemaker show? Yeah, eventually. We haven't watched it yet. We still don't have too much time for television shows, except like we're doing the obviously we just did Moon Knight and we're trying to do Obi-Wan, so we might do it.
We gotta do Stranger Things and Obi-Wan.
Stranger Things, yeah. So but we might do Peacemaker when season 2 comes.
Matt Johnson, mini episode on best posters of all time. That's a great idea.
Excellent idea.
But I think maybe the problem would be would that transfer well on audio format?
I'd want to hear it.
I think if we described the posters, it'd be fine.
I'd want it. I think it would be fine.
Great idea, Matt. Let's do that.
The mayonnaise, Anthony. Has the podcast exceeded your expectations from when you guys started it? Yeah, I thought nobody would tune in.
I think we're at where I thought we'd be, kind of. Because I was telling you from the beginning, I'm like, bro, all we got to do is just hit TikTok. you remember, I was just like, we were getting down.
We grew because James was like, let's get on TikTok.
I was like, don't give up, man. Just trust me, man. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to make it work. In terms of leaving my job, I kind of, you know, that was the goal. That was the plan. So my expectations actually were to get to this point. Maybe not this quickly. But it's been amazing.
And the growth is really due to James's idea you know, pushing Shucks. TikTok to use that to grow the show. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened the way it happened.
Thanks, man. I really
appreciate
it.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Lee Wilson, P.
Peaky Blinders, please, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
The season just wrapped. I mean, it ended, but it's not on Netflix yet, I don't think.
It'll be on Netflix, I think.
For America.
I think in June.
Yeah, so then we'll get on that, and we'll do it for sure. And we should do an entire series anyways.
Yeah. Enigma 0303. For those specific Patreons. Elijah.
Huh? It's Elijah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, bud? Do you think in the distant future you guys might do a meet and greet?
I would love to.
Absolutely.
I would love to do a live show, too.
Yeah.
I just don't know how many people would, like, show up. If we did, like, one in Los Angeles, let us know if you guys would show up.
I think there's, like, a dozen people who would come.
That'd be fun to just have, like, a dozen people, like, listen to us talk.
It would be fun.
Maybe they bring a person and it's, like, 24 people.
Yeah. But it would have to be in the L.A. area because I think that's obviously – there's a lot of people live on the West Coast, so I think we could hit a lot of people and we could set some location up here.
Yeah. Biscardi Pictures. When are you going to do an episode on a Fellini film? That'd be a great time. Have you done a mini review on a Fellini film or anything?
Just the art house reviews.
We actually have a Patreon episode on 8.5 that we are doing very soon.
We're doing soon, yeah. We haven't done it yet.
But I guarantee – we have to get to Federico for sure.
Michael, again, what's up, bud? No, we've learned too much. fucking this guy.
What was his first thing he said?
The first movie I remember seeing in theaters.
Oh, okay.
Matt Dragoto, when did you guys move to LA? 2014, March.
Timmy P, February 70. What's your favorite emotional scene in all of cinema? For me, it's the I could have gotten more scene.
Schindler's List.
That is emotional. Wow, that's a tough question. I think for me,
I know mine.
The most like gut wrenching scene of all time. Oh, it's tied for me. It's Million Dollar Baby in the hospital
when he injects her.
And then also in Manchester by the Sea when he tries to kill himself in the police station. Those two scenes, I am just a wreck for a half hour. I'm not even kidding. I can't stop crying for 30 minutes.
For me, it's Million Dollar Baby. Yeah, or in also Atonement.
Yeah,
Atonement when you learn that they're. I actually don't want to spoil it.
Yeah,
when you learn. The third act of Atonement, it always devastates me. It's horrible.
Those are just, man. And the end of Fruitvale Station, too.
Yeah.
We drove home, and Anthony was crying for 25 minutes after Fruitvale Station.
I couldn't stop crying.
I was like, you okay, man?
Eric Maestri, what do y'all think was the movie or movies that made you love cinema growing up? So, like I said earlier, it was especially Taxi Driver and There Will Be Blood.
And Jurassic Park, too. We love that.
Yeah.
Nico8810, how does it feel to suck? Hey, Nick. It's okay. We know you're a fan.
He's just Josh.
Nick has an athlete in his bio, which means it's probably legit, right?
An athlete?
No, his bio says athlete.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Burned. Thanks for tuning in, Nick.
Spoods 862. RoboCop. Okay, we can do RoboCop for sure.
We got that. Nico!
Nico!
If you can erase your memory and rewatch one movie, what is the movie?
So The Matrix.
I think Inception for me probably. Or maybe Goodfellas. Oh, man, that'd be so fun to see again for the first time.
Yeah. All right, Jess M. 1200. First, I'm going to guess this is Anthony. Correct. He's talking about the post for these bumpers, for these sticker questions.
Yeah. Oh, because you made the story. That's right.
Yeah. It took me 12 tries.
The backyard spend 12 minutes doing how many tries to just get a video?
It was 12 tries.
To get a video of him saying, hey guys, we're doing an episode of a Q&A. I'm going to put a sticker in the story. So just leave a question for us and we'll answer it in an episode.
For the life of me, I could never figure out the words to describe what the story sticker was. I kept calling it a bumper. I kept calling it a bumper sticker. It was horrible.
What franchise would you direct?
Bond.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think I would love to do Harry Potter.
Oh, nice.
Like
reboot?
I would want to do Marauders.
Marauders.
That would be so cool.
You know what would be sick? What if we could do a Marauders TV show for HBO Max?
That would be the most fun in the world.
Honestly, HBO, JK, there's no one better than James and I.
We will write the scripts for
It'll
you.
It'll be so
Warner,
dope.
If you're listening, guys.
It'll be so good.
Ladies, gentlemen.
We already have the story worked out.
We know what to do. We got this. It's going to be a blast.
All you have to do is say yes.
Yes, just give us a lot of money. It's going to cost $8 million per episode. Let's go.
No, $20 million per episode.
$20 million per
episode. $8 million. Jesus, you try to lowball them? This is Harry Potter, bro.
True, we have to go all out.
We got to get a castle.
And we have to go to the castle. We have to film at the castle.
Yeah.
Green screens. We know why Fantastic Beasts isn't pulling the bill. We know why.
Oh, yeah.
We got the answers. All right. Let's move on to Mr. Terry McCoy. Not really a question, but you guys should do a Kingsman episode. That would
absolutely
be so fun. I love Eggsy. Those movies are great.
Isaac Bisbee. Christopher Nolan or IMAX? You have to get rid of one of them.
Oh my god, that's such a tough question. See you later, IMAX. I can't. I need Nolan. I need Nolan's movies.
I'm gonna get rid of IMAX.
I love IMAX to death, but man, Nolan is my guy. Yeah. He's my guy. All right, let's do another one. Then we'll head into intermission.
That's a good. That's a tough question.
Great question, Isaac. Yeah. Garrett Geimer. Would you rather never be allowed to watch movies again or only watch The Room? Never watch movies again.
I've never watched movies again.
There's plenty of TV out there.
Never watch movies again.
Good question, though.
I'll read a book or something.
All right. Let's head on into our intermission.
Great question so far.
Raiders of the Lost podcast is brought to you by our good friends at manscaped.com, the leaders in men's grooming, who are turning your shower routine into your favorite part of the day with their brand new ultra premium collection. This all-in-one hygiene skin and hair bundle comes with deodorant, body wash, 2-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, hydrating body spray, and a free set of Manscaped lip balm. You can save big by going to manscaped.com and use our coupon code RaidersOfTheLost at checkout for 20% off and free shipping worldwide. You can also use that coupon code to get yourself a Lawnmower 4.0 groomer. We've been talking about it for like a goddamn year and a half. And
did you get it yet?
You don't have one yet. Like, what are you doing? Do you even listen to our show? Why do you not have it? You should have it. Everyone holds it in their hand when they listen to the show. So get your Lawnmower 4.0, hold it when you listen to Raiders of the Lost podcast, and use our code at checkout, Raiders of the Lost, to get 20% off for free shipping.
And our other amazing sponsor, you know who they are, MoviePosters.com, the number one place to get your posters online today. Use our special promo code Raiders10 to get 10% off your order today. They have all sorts of sizes, framing, backlighting, and pretty much every single movie and TV show imaginable in their arsenal. If you're a fan of movies, there's no better way to express your love than by getting some movie posters for you or even a friend or family member. Again, head on over to movieposters.com. Use our special promo code Raiders10 to get 10% off your order today.
Now let's head on into our intermission, beginning with the movie quote competition. This is for me. Honey, I'm a 7 years old. Honey, I'm 7 years old. My father died at 7.5. I don't want to live in a hole anymore, and I'm going to do something about it.
Fantastic, Mr. Fox.
Yes, sir.
Mine's so tough.
I just feel bad now. I like to throw softballs sometimes for everyone else, too.
All right, here's my quote.
Is it the no dialogue from that movie you watched earlier?
Yes, I'm just going to stare at you. You have to guess. All right, down to Gehenna, or up to the throne, he travels the fastest who travels alone. Down to Gehenna, or up to the throne, he travels the fastest who travels alone.
The Green Knight?
Nope. But you're on the right track of, like, the story of someone traveling alone. Want a hint?
Sure, why not?
It's a war movie.
It's a war movie. It's not 1917.
It is.
It is 1917. Yeah. Damn it! It is 1917.
Yeah. Cool. Colin Firth's character says it to the boys.
You're right. All right. Guess this movie release year, The Ides of March.
2009.
11.
Damn it!
Almost, pal. Almost.
Darn. All right. Oh, hold on. I wrote down the movie title, but I didn't write down the movie release. Yeah, 1 second. Okay, got it. All right. Bridget Jones's Diary.
2004.
One.
Oh, man. It's that old. Wow.
The sequel was in 04. I didn't realize how old it was.
Pretty funny movie.
Yeah.
Movie pop quiz time. Hoosiers is about a basketball team located in what American state?
Oh, man. Nebraska.
Indiana.
Oh, man. That's pretty close. Is Nebraska near?
Pretty close.
All right, here's my
curb your enthusiasm.
Before winning an Oscar for The King's Speech, Colin Firth was nominated for what film? For Best Actor.
Leading Actor?
Leading Actor. He's like leading the way.
Like leading a group of people, or like leading a prayer?
Yeah, both.
Gotcha. All right, I just want to make sure we're talking about the same leading.
Letting.
Am I steal? It's am letting. I stalling?
Yeah. No.
Colin Firth, best pick, best actor.
I don't know. It's best leading actor.
Best leading actor. I don't know.
A Single Man.
Damn it.
Tom Ford's debut.
Damn.
Tom Ford. Tom Ford.
Tom Ford. All right, who we got for five? I mean, for unsubscribes, haters, what we got?
You have a hater from Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I got. Man, this guy woke up and just picked. Who wakes up and wants to be that angry on Twitter in the morning? I don't get it.
I think a lot of people.
Because we did our Empire Magazine reaction, obviously, because of their Greatest Hundreds list. And in the episode, we talked about how that the list was curated by people voting on movies as well as Empire staff picking movies. And obviously, they don't let you know, like, what movies are what, and we don't know how many they chose. And so we roasted the list, but we said that, and we understood exactly. We read every word of the article, read the fine print. That's how we knew that. And then, you know, someone got very upset on Twitter because they listened to the episode, and they're like, I was just so frustrated, like, listening to your episode because you just clearly didn't understand that it was a reader's poll and that it's for readers, and that's why I look forward to it every year. Is it's the 100 greatest movies by readers list. And I was like, I screenshotted the text, and I highlighted in the article where it says it's a list of readers' polls and staff picks. So we can assume that a lot of them are staff picks. Otherwise, it would literally just be Marvel movies the whole time, which is, you know, it's fine. People like Marvel movies, but it was ridiculous. Man, what a hater. He went on, and I just stopped. I'm like, I'm not responding to you anymore. I'm eating breakfast, bro. Are you this angry in the morning?
This is the greatest moment of his life, Tate.
This angry in the morning. Man. And then he made it seem like he wasn't wrong. I'm like, it's not a reader's poll. It's a partial reader's poll, and they make it seem like it's of the reader's picks, but then they throw in that little fine print like, and Steph.
Yeah.
And Steph picks, you know. Alora.
Yeah.
Really grinding my gears.
Yeah. It was the worst hater.
Then Anthony was like, hey, man. It's just Twitter. I'm like,
I was like, he's just jealous.
This
man.
Is why Twitter is the worst place in the world. Yeah. It is the worst place on earth. I'm convinced.
It's destroying society.
It is terrible. God damn.
Guess what?
What?
That bonehead doesn't have a movie podcast.
You're right, man.
And you do.
Thanks, man. I was just trying to watch hangout movies. Anyways,
we have an unsubscriber.
All right, who we got?
It's actually a very nice unsubscribe. Brittany Quarter. And just a word to the wise, do not start listening to these guys. I found them on Spotify and I cannot get enough. This is like podcast crack. You all have been warned. Unsubscribe. Thanks for being one of the best parts of my day.
Yeah, you better not listen to us. You'll get too hooked.
Now, today's bonus Godfather Patreon shout out of this episode is our friend Sean Harrington. Thank you so much, Sean, for becoming a Godfather patron. We love your support. You've been with us for a while. We appreciate you tuning to the show, interacting on social media, and we're so happy to hear that you like the show so much that you're willing to support us. Patreon allows us to do this full time and keeps the light on for our show. So James and I are extremely grateful to have great fans and friends like you. Sean has selected Speed Racer as his bonus review on Patreon. It's an underrated film. The Wachowskis produced it. Really fun, great animation and CGI, great visuals. I think you're going to have a great review with this. Can't wait to talk about it. Thank you once again for supporting our show, Sean. You are the best.
All right, we have a great five-star review from our friend Thomas Watson, who is a stunt actor too as well.
Oh, yeah.
We follow him on Instagram and TikTok.
Super cool.
Super cool. Thomas P.R. Watson. For true movie enthusiasts, truly the most top-tier movie podcast, these blokes are hilarious, entertaining, and knowledgeable when it comes to film.
Entertaining.
And entertaining, mate. From their reviews to their fun facts and quote competitions, you're going to laugh and you're going to learn things about your favorite films you didn't know before. As a movie buff myself, as well as being a stunt performer in the industry, I love listening to their episodes while on my way to the set or while I'm training. Love your work, boys. Keep it up. P.S. No stunt episode. Unsubscribe.
We're going to have you on for the stunt episode, Thomas.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate you so much. You're the best. All right. What else do we have? So, today in film history, today is May 30th in 2003, Finding Nemo and The Italian Job were released. In 2008, The Strangers was released. In 2019, Parasite was released. And happy birthday to Idina Menzel. My streaming recommendation is going to be
obviously Stranger Things Season 4 Volume 1, which just dropped on the 27th. We promise as soon as we are back from our trip, we will cover Stranger Things and Obi-Wan, of course.
My streaming recommendation is Kingdom of Heaven on Hulu. Ridley Scott's underrated masterpiece. You got to make sure you watch the director's cut.
Masterpiece. Whoa.
Oh, it's great.
I've only seen that movie once, I think.
You got to watch the director's cut.
I remember it was
cut.
Really cool.
Yeah.
What's it on right now?
Hulu.
I might have to pop that on later.
It's 3 hours.
Might have to pop that on some other time on the flight. A little.
It's actually more than 3 hours. It's like 3:30.
He loves making super long movies.
He doesn't give a fuck, man.
That's why I love that guy. I
love him.
I'll watch Gladiator back-to-back days for a year.
I can watch that over and
like,
over
again.
Like,
if that question about you can't watch any movies ever or you have to watch, like, The Room, if you did that with Gladiator.
I would be tempted about Gladiator. I would be tempted.
It's amazing. All right, let's get back to your questions, everybody.
So I have questions from Kevin, our good friend Kevin. He missed the Instagram story, so he sent us a DM. So it's the only DM we have. He has questions for both of us and for us separately. Out of all the Raider skits, which one is your favorite, and who writes the script storylines?
Oh, like the sketches and stuff?
Yeah.
I still think that the Lord of the Rings one was just
the Gandalf one?
Absolutely hysterical. Anthony's like Lebowski Gandalf, and then I'm Boromir.
I had a lot of fun doing
that.
Yeah,
so the sketches, we come up with the ideas and then work the dialogue together.
It's a combination of coming up with ideas, writing, and then improv.
Yeah, a lot of improv. And I think because of like my ton of experience with sketches, I'm pretty good at like directing Anthony with comedy because I feel like I pulled that performance out of you, man. I knew you had it in you. I'm like, he's got it in there. I think he'd be a great kid.
I already had it out there.
Don't take credit for my Gandalf.
I'm not taking credit. I'm giving you.
I pulled it out of you. You were nothing until I directed you. You were a bum.
Were you David Fincher? 200 takes?
We'll get there, man. What's that line in the other guy's like? He's like, hey, shut your mouth. You don't speak unless I shove my hand up your ass and I move your mouth like a puppet.
Yes, Samuel. Yeah. All right, next up. Would you rather be behind the camera or in front of the camera?
Preferably behind, but I'd like to do both. That'd be fun. I wouldn't mind being on camera.
Always behind for me. Which is, I love it. Oh, yeah. I love being behind.
Always from behind. Huh?
I love it from behind.
Oh my god!
It's better view.
Always from behind.
What's your best advice for a movie lover aspiring to be in the film media industry, on or off camera?
Practice.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're working with for your friends or like on a job. Always from behind. Make stuff. Oh my god, that killed me. All right, let's get back to the Instagram button responses. How about where we leave off? Riley Rombo, what's your favorite film soundtrack? Probably Goodfellas. I mean, I've cooked to that soundtrack.
It's
30
the best soundtrack
times
ever.
It's great mood setter. Awesome vibes, bruh.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Okay, Parsa Gaziz, if you could erase one movie from your mind and watch it again, what would it be? The Matrix.
Yeah, we got that question.
It's a good question. That's why it gets asked a lot, because it's a great question.
CG Jenks, what movies do you consider to be the best directorial debuts? So,
Reservoir Dogs,
Tarantino for sure.
Memento. I mean, actually, Following's his debut.
Yeah, but not like a studio debut.
Yeah.
Like Memento for Nolan. Yeah. Who else has a great debut? Tom Myers.
Greta Gerwig has a great debut.
Yeah, Lady Bird's really good.
A great debut.
Who else has a great debut? Orson Welles.
Oh, yeah, it's the best debut.
That's a great debut.
The Wachowskis.
Well, not,
no, it's their
the
second
Matrix
movie.
Not their debut.
My bad, it's their second movie.
Idiot.
I'm a bonehead.
You have a movie podcast?
I believe that American Beauty was Sam Mendes' debut. I'm not sure about
was it
that.
Really?
I think it might have been his debut.
Wow, that would be incredible. Oh, Whiplash, Damien Chazelle.
It's a good
great
one.
One.
It's a great one.
Yeah, I think that kind of covers off the top of our head debuts.
There's a bunch of, yeah.
There's plenty we're missing.
Yeah.
I was about to say that.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. All right. Malachidian, what's the difference between Dwayne the Rock actor and a Leonardo DiCaprio actor?
Well, DiCaprio, he becomes characters, whereas Dwayne plays himself.
Yeah, Leo's like all talent and face, then Dwayne's all bicep.
Dwayne, all of his movies are like his personality and his charisma, who he is. That's what sells. But for Leo, he inhabits different roles and he becomes characters for his movies.
And so Dwayne's one of the hardest working guys in Hollywood.
Yeah,
for sure.
Say he's not hard.
But, you know, he's just an action. He's an action star. Yeah. You know,
He's not a high talent actor.
He is not crying on camera.
Yeah. DM Creedy. Could you review Sally Rooney's Normal People?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, with Jesse Plemons. It's a good movie.
Coleslaw, 12:26. Cheetos or cheese puffs?
Okay.
Choose carefully.
So if it's Flamin' Hot Cheetos, I will always pick those.
I'm going Cheetos too. I prefer like the harder crunch.
The crunch.
And they're smaller, so they're easier.
My mouth's watering thinking about Flamin' Hot.
I like to shovel food in my mouth like a dumpster. So I can shove a lot of Cheetos in my mouth at one time. But cheese puffs, it's like one or two.
And get all over your hands with cheese puffs. Like,
but
all
Cheetos,
over your
you get all over your hands too. But you can
just do your pointer.
Two
fingers.
It's the crab claw. You do your pointer and your thumb. You use Cheetos like that. Yeah. Much cleaner.
Amanda, 0308. What is your favorite book turned into a movie adaptation? Harry Potter, Sorcerer's Stone.
For me, probably No Country for Old Men. Excellent adaptation. Favorite movie watching snack or treat from Lavala. Lavaya.
I think I would go with classic popcorn covered in butter.
Like at the movies?
Yeah, classic butter, buttered popcorn.
Y'all know already what mine is. Peanut M&M's. Let's go. Come on.
Isaac Wall, 24. Who is each of y'all's favorite movie character of all time and why?
Whoa, tough question.
Daniel Plainview. I think he's the greatest character piece ever written. It's amazing, amazing character. And I think it's the greatest performance of all time.
Man, that's a really good pick. Greatest character, my favorite character. It's really tough. Maybe Neo. Maybe Bruce Wayne.
James Bond.
It's really hard to pick.
Bond's a great one.
There's so many James Bonds though. Like,
yeah, but he's a movie character. He works.
Yeah, true. I also love Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah,
I think he's awesome.
Still. Maybe like as a guy,
he's a cool dude.
He's a cool
Would you
guy.
Want to hang out with him?
He's a really cool guy.
Like grab some dinner.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you'd be dinner though. TJ Maxwell, your favorite action, comedy, drama, fantasy, horror, mystery, romance, and thriller movie, all in one, or is it each one of those?
That's a lot.
Yeah, I can't
pick one. I'll do one.
All right, I'll pick my favorite action movie, and then you do something else. Favorite action movie. I might go with Bourne Supremacy.
Good pick.
Yeah.
That's a really good
Bourne
one.
Bourne Supremacy.
I'm going to go with, so for horror, I'm going to go with The Shining.
Nice. All right. We got to do the Bournes.
Sonya, how did Anthony get his eyebrow scar? Oh, we all know that story. He knows how he got that.
Don't act all tough.
I know, it was an accident.
Yeah, it was an accident. He threw a rock at my face.
Chunk of tar.
Accident. Yeah, chunk of tar. Accidentally.
Bounced off a tree.
Hit me first.
Hit you first, then the tree.
Yeah, it didn't even hit the tree.
Did it not hit the tree? Oh, yeah, it didn't hit the tree.
I got in the way of your throat.
He got in the way. I did not see him coming at all.
It's funny how you were bragging about it 10 seconds ago.
My peripheral
like a badass,
vision when I was
and now you're
seven.
Like, oh, yeah, it was yours. Yeah, it was him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
G. Patricio, 76. What movies are you looking forward to the most? The Pale Blue Eye with Christian Bale.
Top Gun, The Northman, which we would have already seen.
Yeah.
I think Top Gun's going to be epic.
Oh, yeah.
Which would have came up, but we still can't see it yet.
Yeah. We're in Italy.
Alex, what is the most obscure line from a movie you guys regularly quote?
There's a lot of them.
We got to start writing stuff down because we say the most random movie
I said a really random one today, and you got it.
Oh, man.
We say such random ones. I can't think, off the top of my head, I can't.
It's every day, too, but it's like, I'm going to start writing them down, I swear.
Yeah.
And we'll make a little video about it.
Good question, though. Caleb is Cochran. Favorite supporting actor performance? Good question. That's a tough one. It's a toughie.
Anthony Hopkins, Signs of the Lambs.
Yeah, that's it, actually.
Did you get lead for that, though, actually?
No.
Supporting.
Also, I think J.K. Simmons was really great. Supporting actor in Whiplash.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. But I'll go Hannibal Lecter.
All right. Sam Ocontreras. Is Anthony an NFT dude? Anthony, do you know what an NFT is?
Yeah. I invest in crypto.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's an NFT?
Non-fungible token.
Nice, dude. Bruh. He's a bruh.
Bro, I got some diamond hands.
He's an NFT, yeah, bruh.
I got some coins.
Answered. All right.
All right, Yaxville. What are some cool film trips, camps you guys did growing up? Were you both always obsessed with films?
A film camp?
We never went to a camp for trips. I don't think we went to any trips either.
Yeah, never did film
we
trips.
We were, like, our family was more into sports than films.
Yeah, we'd go to, like, Six Flags here and there.
Yeah, we went to, like, museums for, like, movies and stuff. I mean, for sports, like, the Baseball Hall of Fame and stuff like that. Cooperstown. So, we came from a very sports-heavy area.
Yeah. All right. G. Patricio, what is your best advice for someone who wants to start a podcast? You guys are awesome. Well, the very best thing you could do is get our podcast masterclass at podcastmasterclass.teachable.com. Or if other than that, just get a mic. You can get a pretty cheap one that you can plug right into your computer with USB and just practice and get your style down. Figure out what you want to cover. Figure out a very... like either punny, catchy name that has something to do with the topic that you want to discuss. If you have a specific topic, like if it's woodworking and it's like your title is like Oakwood 101 or something like that. Just like be very specific, find your audience and make content. And just like I said, practice.
Argentina. Oh, guess what movie made you fall in love with films? Taxi Driver and There Will Be Blood.
Yeah, like Goodfellas, yeah. Pulp Fiction.
Bianca Devlin, ultimate acting duo.
Ooh,
I got it.
Robert Redford in Paul Newman.
Oh, and Butch Cassidy, Sundance Kid.
Yeah,
I'm going De Niro and Pesci.
Oh, that's a good one.
Their collaborations.
All right, you probably win. Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. Good choice. Let's see what else we have. Nancy, today is Patty's B-Day, so can she get a shout out?
Happy birthday, Patty.
Happy birthday, Patty. Sorry, this is airing later, but
yeah.
Happy birthday.
I hope you had a great birthday. Max Crawfish, would you guys consider doing an episode on I Lost My Body? I don't know what that movie is. I've never heard of that.
I've not seen that.
We'll have to look into it.
Is that a show or a movie?
I'm not sure.
Luke X. Jones, Peaky Blinders review coming soon, promise.
Absolutely. Alexander Vickery, what did you guys want to be before you started a film podcast? Oh, you know, film director, producer.
See, Dar Arian, first movie you remember seeing in theaters? I think it was Lion King.
Yeah, probably Lion King or something. Gabriel Townsend, the first one was my favorite episode. When am I going to meet my movie friends?
We'll do a live show or something soon.
Yeah, but we'll go to Atlanta eventually.
Yeah, we'll do a show in Atlanta or something. We'll figure something out.
Dar Arian, what tattoos do you have? What tattoos are you planning to get? I have 7. James just got his first one. A couple months ago.
Mine's a Dune tattoo.
I have a bunch of like random movie ones. Reese, where are more devs, the TV show? We haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
But I heard good things about it.
Tom K, will you do an episode on Euphoria? I'd love to get your views, especially on cinematography. I feel like we have to at some point.
Yeah, we're going to have to hit up.
Just got to try to find the time to watch them.
Lord Huff, couldn't fit the whole question in. DMing you now. Hold on, I got to find that one.
I will answer the next one while Anthony finds that, Lord Huff. Var Woodson, favorite actors, actresses. It's going to be like Christian Bale, Denzel. We love
Meryl Streep,
Brad Pitt,
Daniel Day-Lewis,
Keanu. I mean, so many to choose.
All right. I got Ben's question. All right. What should I say to my wife when I try to convince her to watch a new movie and she says, ugh, did the twins tell you to watch this movie?
Be like, damn straight they did.
I said, just say, I don't know any twins.
Twins? What twins?
What twins?
Or being twins.
And twins!
All right, Francesca DJ Reed. What was the general reaction to you both quitting your jobs? What were they to start a podcast? Well,
I was already out of work because of lockdown.
Because of COVID, but we had the podcast while I was still at my full-time job. We had it for about a year and a half before I quit almost. And quitting was the dopest day of my life up there, one of my favorite days. But I gave my 2 weeks, so I stayed for 2 weeks. But, you know, my boss was shocked probably, or, you know, understandably so, and taken aback.
His boss was very sad.
Very sad.
He actually tried to ask James to stay part-time.
I was pretty dope. Pretty dope in my job. But I was like, I'm moving on. It's been great.
See you later, playa.
See you later, playa.
Playa.
All right. Andy. Who usually smells the best, James or Anthony?
Me.
I don't know. Why?
Because I shower more than you.
I shower every day.
Do you?
I'm a clean guy. I make my bed every time, every morning when I wake up.
I wipe. I have a belly button.
I wipe my own ass. I wipe my own ass.
You would be so proud of me. I make my bed.
I think we smell the same.
I think we both smell great.
Yeah.
And we use Manscaped deodorant.
It's actually really good deodorant. I love it. All right. Shay McKenna. Hey, what's up, Shay? What is James's favorite De Palma movie?
Scarface, kid.
Scarface.
Let's go.
The eyes.
You gotta watch Blowout.
They never lie.
You gotta watch Blowout.
I will. Maybe I will.
It's only an hour and a half. You'd love it.
Is it on a streaming platform that you know of?
Criterion.
Oh, well, I got that logged into.
You got my Criterion.
Yeah, I got your account.
You should watch it. Travolta's great.
Oh, I will, for sure.
All right, Nicky Ruiz.
Nick Ruiz.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry. I don't have my glasses
Nicky.
On.
Nicky.
Would you guys ever do a meet and greet?
Absolutely.
We'll have to try and do one in L.A.
I think it'd be fun. All right, Andy Martin. Who shot first, Han or Greedo?
Han.
It's
Han.
I remember I looked this up and like I went frame by frame. I remember it was Han.
Yeah, it's originally Han.
And then they changed it, right?
Yeah, he changed it. Surfing Hawks, Blade Trinity episode or SODS?
So I like the abbreviated SODS.
What's SODS for?
The episodes.
Oh. I was like, is that a show?
We could do Blade Trilogy.
I would love to do Blade Trilogy, yeah, especially, yeah. You know, I think maybe we'll probably time it for when the Blade movies getting, like, more out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that goes into production this year.
So it'll be releasing next year, so, next summer.
Yeah, yeah, definitely within the next year we'll get to it, because yeah. I love the Blade absolutely. Movies.
Kalina Marie. What's up, girl? Desert Island movies can only bring three.
Wow, only three.
All right, Goodfellas.
Gotta be Goodfellas, because it's so entertaining.
So watchable.
I feel like you gotta bring a comedy to laugh, don't you think?
Like Anchorman?
Pulp Fiction.
All right, Goodfellas, Pulp Fiction, Anchorman.
Anchorman. You're going to laugh.
That's a pretty good list.
That's a good list.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
because Pulp Fiction is just so crazy, and then you get to laugh at Anchorman, and then you just are fully entertained with Goodfellas.
I could deal with that. Could deal with that.
All right. Braden Compton, do you guys think the Western genre has been revitalized a little over recent years?
It's been, I guess you could say, modernized. I mean, No Country for Old Men, that's a Western, Hell or High Water. That's a more recent Western, so I would say it's changed. It's not so much like cowboys on horses anymore or shootouts and stuff like that. So it's more grounded and more like of like, you know, like that modern, that not so much modern, but like mid 20th century, like South Texas, New Mexico. That's kind of like the main. Like
it doesn't have to be cowboys to be Western.
Yeah, not necessarily cowboys, yeah. But just like the setting and the themes of the film. So like I think it's been modernized. I wish there were more of them.
Yeah.
But I think Hell or High Water is a great recent one.
Yeah, great point.
And No Country is the best of the century.
Amanda Grace, do you sleep with socks on?
Hell no.
No way.
That's crazy
talk. Unless it's very cold, because I like to sleep cold and like I have my window open, the fan on me every night. So sometimes it's a little chilly, but I'll keep it on for like an hour, then kick them off.
I can never sleep with socks on. It's impossible. I can't do it. I don't like the pressing on my toes. I like my toes to be free.
Thanks for the...
Hey, I'm just telling you why. I'm just telling you why. You told me about your fan window.
That's true. I'm so sorry. That was very rude of me. I apologize.
I'm never going to forgive you.
Apology not accepted.
Christian Carter 32. If you could go back to any time and see one movie at the theaters, what would it be?
The Matrix.
Oh, that's a really good question.
Oh, hold on, back in time.
In time, any era.
Star Wars 1.
That would be a crazy experience. And if like you, but like a movie that, you know, it'd be cool to go back in time and like not have seen Star Wars
see
that.
That's what I would say.
I would say if I'm going back in time and I've seen the movie before, maybe The Shining. Maybe The Shining.
Good one. Who's your favorite Dune character? I'm going Lady Jessica.
Paul Atreides.
Nice.
A.K.A. Muad'Dib.
Tell me you know about Dune without telling me you know about Dune. John Michael Witt 12. Who is your favorite superhero and why is he or she your favorite? Batman. Because he's the best.
Yeah, Batman.
Doesn't have any powers.
He's awesome.
Doesn't need them.
He's too cool.
All he does is beat people with his hands.
Eli, have you all ever seen the film It's Such a Beautiful Day by Don Hertzfeldt?
I have not.
I haven't seen it either.
We'll have to look it up.
We'll have to put it on the watch list. Thanks, Eli.
Ilner. Favorite video game movie adaptation? Morbius. Oh, wait, no. What?
I don't know why I thought that was a video game. It's almost my bedtime.
Video game, 9:30, watch out.
Didn't we see something recently that was good?
Well, video game adaptations. Oh, Sonic was sick.
Sonic.
Sonic was. Yeah. Sonic 2 was awesome.
Sonic 2 was fun.
Dude, best joke I've seen in 2 years in a movie.
I died.
That scene.
I died.
So funny.
I'm going to Sonic 2.
Sierra Martinez, biggest celebrity crush when you were younger.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Sandra Bullock. Amy Galt, a film you have watched that you'll never watch again. Oh,
that's a good question.
What's the one, the A24 film? Tusk.
I'm never watching Tusk again. Never.
I like get sick thinking about that movie.
Never watching Tusk.
It's disgusting.
That's it. Rice Salt.
Reese.
Yeah, Reese. Sorry, bud. Out of you two, whose top 10 movies list is popular, better universally? Probably yours.
Maybe. Probably.
Nobody's seen Fanny and Alexander.
I haven't even seen the whole movie. I've seen an hour of that, but not the whole thing. All right, Hunter Melendez. Top 10 favorite movies may need to be its own episode.
I can't do my top 10, but my top 3 that I said earlier.
Yeah, let's go with those top 3. Yeah, we got a ton more questions still. Favorite Woody Allen movie? Probably Annie Hall. Favorite Christopher Nolan
movie?
Hold
on, I get to go.
Oh, sorry.
I get to answer.
I didn't know if you were going to say anything.
I was thinking.
This is from Dead Slug. Ty Pacharm.
Annie Hall.
Favorite Christopher Nolan film?
Inception.
Interstellar. When did you really decide you wanted to be in film? Teenage years?
17.
You were like 17. Yeah. I was like 19.
John Stubble, if you could watch any film that's coming out this year right now, what would it be? Top Gun. Yeah, Top Gun. That's a good pick. Song of Joy, 97. What's the first movie you ever remember watching?
I think it's like Lion King.
Lion King or Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Gotta be.
What year was Aladdin? Is that like 96?
I think so, yeah.
Something like that. John Stubble, what was your favorite film that you only seen once?
That's hard to answer because I like to see movies again.
What's like a recent movie in theaters that you've only seen once that you really liked? I would say like The Green Knight was awesome.
I've seen everything twice recently.
You've seen Green Knight twice?
Yeah.
Oh, you watch online?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I got my sights.
Yeah, bro.
I got my sights.
Jake the Maker.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I can't think of it. Andrew Frenchie. Top 5 Studio Ghibli films. I'll give you my favorites. Spirited Away. I don't know anime enough to know which ones are Studio Ghibli or not.
Like My Neighbor Totoro. Uh-huh. What else? Howl's Moving Castle.
I haven't seen enough to even have a top 5 list, I don't think.
And then...
from what I've seen, Spirited Away.
Yeah, Spirited Away is up there for sure. I like Totoro a lot. I'd put that in my top 2. And yes, we're not huge anime dudes, so let's move on. Thanks for the question, Andrew. What was the first movie that got you into movies? I think we kind of like answered that. Keep Lake Mary Clean. Are you excited for Anna Lily Emmerpour's new film?
Yeah, she's made two good movies, very different. She's a cool style and take on her storytelling, so absolutely looking forward to it.
All right, Exploring with Gina, a movie that is absolute garbage. Morbius.
Morbius. What do you miss from back home? Other than our family, the food.
The Italian food, like
the
sub
seafood,
shops.
And the seafood.
Yeah.
Fried clams.
Sub shops. Oh, man, I miss like a steak and cheese.
Your least favorite part of living in California?
When it gets
very
hot.
Gets really hot.
September is crazy hot.
Yeah,
in LA.
When it's fall in other states, it's like still summer here. It's miserable in September.
All right, Legend 56. Top 5 MCU movies. It's gonna be like Infinity War, Iron Man, Winter Soldier, Spider-Man: No Way Home, and
Ragnarok.
Yeah, Ragnarok. Yeah, put Ragnarok in there.
Jose Casdill, what's the movie that made you see the world in a different way?
Tree of Life.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll go with that too. I like that. Good answer.
Rocky Troop. How's Juno doing today?
He's being a jerk.
Super annoying.
Yeah,
he's been meowing all goddamn day.
I don't know what's up with him. He won't shut up.
He slept all day, and then all night he's been meowing. He's been meowing in the backyard while we're trying to film.
Yeah, we had to close the windows.
He's like, meow!
He's always been very vocal, but today he's like more than ever. I don't know what's going on. Something's up.
Rocky Troop, again, would you make the podcast platform exclusive if the right amount of money was involved? Absolutely.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
Hey, Spotify, if you're listening, we'd like some of that Joe Rogan money.
Spotify money. Calum Riley, Peaky Blinders need a review. Absolutely. Yes. Clarissa Pillow, top three favorite horror movies.
Ooh.
Exorcist, Shining, Rosemary's Baby.
I'm going The Shining, Alien.
Ooh, good pick.
And, do I go classic? I love Rosemary's Baby too, but I also really like Hereditary. I think Hereditary is like up there for me now. I've seen it like 4 or 5 times. I love it.
Good pick.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Official Tyler One. Thank you for all the amazing episodes. Oh, thank you for listening.
Thanks, Tyler.
Can't wait for the new ones. Oh, this was a sweet little comment. Thanks,
Riley bud. Rombo. What was the movie that made each of you fall in love with films? Mine was E.T. Oh, E.T. is such a great pick.
Great movie.
Oh, man. I feel like that's up there too for me.
Yeah. Carter Diblock. Is there a specific movie that sparked your interest in filmmaking? Thanks, guys. So, again, yeah, it's a popular question, but Kylie Shea, what do you think of the Twilight movies because they are cinematic masterpieces?
Yeah, they're cinematic masterpieces. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kylie.
I've only seen the first one once, but I think it's a masterpiece.
Also, she asked, what would your dream cast for a movie be, dead or alive?
Daniel Day-Lewis. Katherine Hepburn. Marlon Brando, Denzel, Isabelle Huppert, and Juliette Binoche.
Pretty good. I'm going to go Brad Pitt.
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. Yeah, that'd be cool. That's it.
It's just them eating food. No, it's them working out. Cavill spotting Brad on the bench. Leg day. The movie's called Leg Day.
All right. Caleb, what is your favorite Jake Gyllenhaal film and your favorite role of his? Good question. I think maybe Prisoners.
His best
my
role.
Favorite movie and role.
Nightcrawler, favorite role.
Cool. Actually, I think I like, yeah, him as Loki in Prisoners is great.
Olivia Davis.
Olivia.
Olivia Davis. Sorry, it's getting late for
Olivia!
Me.
Olivia!
I'm all Italian. Thoughts on The Power of the Dog. It was a very good movie. I wouldn't have given it Best Picture, but I still think it was
agreed.
Very good.
Favorite movie composer?
I mean, it didn't win Best Picture. It won the Globe Best Picture. I'm sorry.
H.Z. Hans Zimmer.
Hans.
Caleb also, what is y'all favorite Denis Villeneuve film, but you can't say Blade Runner 2049 or
Prisoners.
Dune, then go to Prisoners.
Prisoners.
It's a good third pick. DMC Canway, would you like to see a big crossover movie between some of the classic horror characters? Honestly, not really,
because the Freddy and Jason one didn't really
those
work.
Those never work, yeah. And I think that's what makes horror movies so special is like a great horror icon or horror villain, whether it just be Jack Torrance in The Shining or something like that. I don't want to see like Jack Torrance with somebody else in a movie.
Plus, I'm never really a huge fan of crossovers in general, True. Even with superheroes.
All right, Joe Quigley, favorite sitcom?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
Ooh, good pick. Good question. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Does that count as a sitcom?
No, it's not a sitcom.
So a sitcom has to be like in studio.
Single cam. I mean, multi-cam.
But like on a set. Friends or...
Yeah. Because Sunny is a single cam. Where sitcom is they have three cameras wide and then two angles filming it simultaneously.
Okay, so...
In front of a live audience.
Probably go with Seinfeld then.
Nice.
All time.
Joe Quigley, what's your ultimate goal for the podcast if you have one? To be the biggest movie one in the world.
Ever.
Cam Scar, what does your average day look like? We went over that earlier.
Yeah, wake up at the bottom of a drain pool. Get some Arby's.
Another one from her. Are you excited for Secrets of Dumbledore? Any theories? So we actually
would have seen it.
Have already seen it, but we haven't seen it while we've... Filming this, we were going to see it tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
The date we're filming this.
So today's
it's early April
5th. Tomorrow's April 6th, and we're going to a fan event, like kind of screening premiere, which is going to be super fun.
At Universal.
It's going to be like a Q&A. Yeah. It's at Century City on the west side, actually.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's at the AMC there. Should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But
I hope that, for theories, I just hope that Dumbledore and Grindelwald, they are both building like their sides of their armies. we'll see. To battle.
We'll see. And we would have done a trilogy episode by then, by the time this episode airs. And she asked a couple more questions about traveling. Have you ever been to Paris? Coming out to New York City? New York City would be fun. I bet they're...
No, if we ever watched Paris, J'ai t'aimé, the short film.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
It's really, it's a series of short films. Really
and then
good.
Coming out to New York City, if you...
That would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I bet there's a ton of fans that we can meet
Absolutely.
Up with out there.
That'd Even East Coast fans that would, like, drive out to New York.
Yeah.
Walter Rano, 11. Will you do an episode talking about anime someday? We actually already did.
Yeah, we did an anime episode, Walter. So.
Yeah, so just Google Raiders of the Lost Podcast anime. We had a great guest, Jacob Kostler, on, who is an expert on anime. I think you'd really love that episode.
And thanks for tuning in all the way in El Salvador.
Yeah, thanks, pal.
Favorite movie from each director, Nolan, Fincher, Tarantino, Kubrick, Scorsese. This is from Mac Wells.
All right. So I'm going to go Inception, Seven, Inglourious Bastards, 2001, Goodfellas.
I'm going to go Interstellar, Fight Club, Pulp Fiction, 2001, and Goodfellas.
Nice.
Edgar, would you watch? Would you review the whole of Michael Mann's filmography?
Absolutely, bud. Sarah Wingenham, have you considered podcasting on Decades in Film? Could be a fun series. Oh, I like that.
I like
that.
I think we talked about that in like our Discord.
In our Discord video chat.
Yeah, that was a fun time. 650 Donovan, who is your favorite director of all time and your favorite movie from that director?
Martin Scorsese, and my favorite is Goodfellas, but I think Taxi Driver is his best movie, but I just love watching Goodfellas more than anything.
I'm probably going Nolan and Interstellar. I just love Nolan's movies so much.
Mm-hmm.
Avery. Hey, Avery. What do you guys think is your most watched movie of all time?
Oh. Goodfellas, maybe.
That's
Matrix.
The Matrix, Goodfellas. Batman Begins for me.
Oh yeah, Batman
like
Begins.
I've seen that movie
a ton.
Way too many times. It's insane. and The Shining a lot. I've seen The Shining quite a bit as well. So yeah, it's probably like those four up there.
Kayleen, what are your five desert island movies? So we actually listed off three earlier.
So add two more.
Add two more.
I'm gonna take. Ooh, I feel like I want to take a Bond movie, like Skyfall. I'll take Skyfall with me.
I'm taking.
Well, actually, no. If I'm going to go to an action thrill, I'm taking
Gladiator.
Born Identity.
I'm taking
and
Gladiator.
Taking Gladiator. Yeah. Let's go.
Jim Bro Braggins, what's up, bud? Do you think the MPAA ratings should be changed? If so, which ones and why? I think that they should be changed. I think they should be. There should be another rating that would allow for more adult, mature content. So that
can be seen in theaters rather than if you get the NC-17, you can't really get released
you
anywhere.
You can't get, yeah. So I think that, I think actually showing, you know, more mature things, it's part of life, you know, nudity, especially, you know, genitalia and stuff, but like, it's very restrictive, the MPAA. So I think that it's kind of silly. It's a daily thing if in life.
Compared to the rest of the world.
Yeah. And so we're very, it's very like, traditional.
Kind of prude in a way.
Yeah, very prudish. So I think that they can definitely have a mature rating for
sure.
Yeah,
it's a big reason why not a lot of people have seen Steve McQueen's movie Shame that stars Michael Fassbender, because that got slapped with an NC-17. And then Anna de Armas' Marilyn Monroe movie just got slapped with the NC-17. But that'll probably be a streaming release too, so who knows if it'll affect it. But I wonder if the platform will have to put it in a different area.
No, I don't think so. There's a lot of Netflix has Gaspar Noé's film Love in it. There's actual
no, but like
sex in
each
it.
Platform, when you have kids, they have accounts that you can log into. Like you'd set your kid up with their own account and then have privacy.
Yeah, but I think if you just sign up with Netflix and don't change anything, you can watch something like Love.
But I think you have to have your age in there.
Yeah,
because you can't just be like 9 and do it. Anyways,
yeah, but most people who have Netflix are adults by like by
Raymond
far.
Wilkerson, are you really wearing Manscaped underwear? I wear a couple times a week.
Yeah, I have two
super
pairs.
Honestly, it's super comfortable.
It's very soft,
like very soft stuff.
Very soft.
Almost just as good as my pair of thieves stuff.
Yeah. Smith Evan, what celebrities have you met in LA? While working in restaurants, I used to serve a bunch. So I've met a bunch, like Vanessa Hudgens, Kiefer Sutherland, Ben Stiller, Austin Butler, Bill Nye the Science Guy. Where I worked was his date spot, so I served Bill Nye like literally like 20 times.
Would he wear a bow tie on dates?
Bow tie every time. He drinks a martini straight up with olives. Rides a bicycle there. And he also would... The best part is he would always act as though he had never been there before. and he always ordered the fried cauliflower as an appetizer. And every time I served him, because he was always like acting like he's not like a like dating a bunch of ladies. So with every date, he'd be like, he would go to me. He'd be like, "So is the fried cauliflower good?"
Wow, what I'd be, a player!
And I'd be like, "Yeah, it's definitely it's one of our most popular ones." And he'd be like, "Okay, let's try it." And I'd be like, inside, I'd be like, "But Bill, I've served you that 20 times. You know it's good."
Was he a good tipper?
Yeah, he was a good tipper. He's very nice.
You played along.
Yeah, he's very nice.
That's wicked funny.
He just drink martinis on his dates. It's great.
All right, Griffin the Hatcher, do you have a word for word script for your episodes or a frame that you loosely follow? Oh, so do we have a script for the show?
We just write notes.
We just like talking points, and then we hit the intermission around the 30-minute mark, and that's about it. But yeah, we just, you know,
it's impossible.
Sometimes we'll talk ahead of time, like should we approach this differently? But yeah, it's usually just
because you got to think if you're gonna write a script for an hour and a half podcast, it would be
so long.
It would be like 100 pages of writing.
It takes so long to do.
Will Bew Music, do you want to focus on the podcast movie analysis long term? Absolutely, it's a great way. It's a great job. It's honestly, I couldn't think of, like, right now a better job to have, especially from my past. And, like, it's so much fun to be able to connect with all of you and to know that, like, people enjoy listening to us. It's pretty amazing.
I found a bunch of movie friends. It's really sweet. I thought I just had you, man. No, I thought I just had you.
You have a lot more than me.
Heath Livingston, will you do a Cartoon Network episode now that you did Nickelodeon?
Absolutely.
Jinx. You owe me a Coke.
Will Bew Music, is the podcast a means to eventually get into filmmaking?
Yes.
Both, but like we don't want to stop the podcast.
Yeah, I think what would be cool if, I mean, we ever got so lucky to make movies, it would be cool to like what happened on set this week. That's episodes. like I would still, we would still want to run
it. That would be so baller.
That would be pretty cool, but I mean, so cross baller. Your fingers, hopefully we get there.
Totally. Kayla May, what's better, dogs or cats? Overall, cats.
I think dogs are more fun.
If it's your pet.
Having a cat as a pet is super easy, especially if they're outdoors. You don't have a litter box or nothing. You just feed them. Dogs are better, though.
Dogs are, I think, are an awesome, awesome pet. But to have a pet, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
All right, Trevor Black asked to rewatch a movie for the first time. We've done that. Mass Morgan, is there a movie that puts you in a bad mood or makes you feel very sad?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty.
We dropped a few of them earlier. Max Pool, top actors and actresses.
We listed them off earlier.
Some of those, like the ideal castings. Mm-hmm. Aoife McSweeney, when was the movie better than the book, vice versa? Oh, good question.
Most of the Harry Potter movies. Well, not most. A couple of them.
Those books are all great.
Actually, hold on. Actually, that's a tough question.
It's tough. Usually the book is always better. I mean, the movies always do a good job. Like, even the Hunger Games, they do a good job, but like, nothing beats the books, but...
You know what? Twilight.
Twilight, the movie's
Twilight's
better, than
better than the book.
Have you read the book?
I've read some of it.
Yeah.
I've read excerpts, and it's really bad. It's really bad.
Top of my head, like, I can think of, like, No Country's, like, just as good. I think the movie's just as good as the book, and that's, like, one of my all-time favorite books. That's a really tough one, Aoife, but thanks for the question.
The Jada Smith Last Hairstyle 2. Oh my God. The Sonyverse is in ruins. Yeah, it's not doing well.
I don't know what their plan is. We talked about in the movies.
They're making money,
sure,
but they're not making good movies.
And then Janis Domingos, what other film is similar to Morbius? Uncharted, surprisingly, is same structure. I talked about it in the Morbius episode as Morbius, which is kind of Sony's blueprint for their films now. It's kind of getting on my nerves.
Grinding your gears.
It really is. It's just like they think we don't care.
Yeah.
And they know that we're gonna go see the movies and they're gonna make money, so it's just annoying, man.
They're just twirling their mustache up.
Literally,
in their tower.
They're just trying to make as long as you make $50 million profit, it's fine.
Yeah. Calum A, what's your favorite horror movie?
The
Exorcist.
Ryan Mulligan, who would win in a fight? James or Anthony? We all know who'd win in a fight.
We all
know who'd win in a fight.
It's an easy one to answer.
Pretty, Anthony knows he'd win in a fight, too.
So does James.
Yeah. Calum, do you guys like the Star Wars movies or the Harry Potter movies more?
Harry Potter. No question.
The Shahs be my Malik. When's the OnlyFans coming?
When we go broke.
It's up there. It's just elbows only.
Tyler Matthew Moda, who has a brighter future, DC or Marvel? I think DC right now.
It's tough to gauge because they're also in shambles, but the Batman was great. In Marvel, I think they're kind of, I don't know how good Doctor Strange is going to be. I'm sure it'll be fun, but they're kind of at a plateau, I feel like.
Yeah, but what's going to be after Doctor Strange?
That's what I mean. Like after Doctor Strange, they seem like they've plateaued.
Nothing that's very like exciting.
They lost all their best. They lost so many heroes, so it's
tough.
They'll never
ever make anything that comes close to Infinity War and Endgame ever
Hansen,
again.
JP21, who is your favorite actor?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Probably Christian Bale. BMXer. 09.
if you could watch, want to say it together.
If you could rewatch a movie for the first time, what movie would you guys watch? Oh, yeah, we got to ask that like seven times.
Brooke Walker Shanks. Hey, Brooke, who was your first movie crush besides Henry Cavill? Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, and like I Know What You Did Last Summer. I think like when we were kids,
I had like photos for my locker at school and on my bedroom wall.
Yeah,
cut out from Maxim magazines and like FHM magazine.
I just been in love with Sandra Bullock ever since I saw Speed.
Oh, Pacini, Olivia. What is both of your favorite snack food?
Snack food. Oh man,
I love Flaming Hot Cheetos. I really love them. I'm going with that.
I'm a big cereal person too. Honestly, like I could sit down and eat an entire box of Reese's Puffs
or Cheerios. Yeah, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, Cheerios are pretty good too. Yeah. I can.
But I feel like cereal not really a snack.
I had it as a snack today.
I know, but you can have it as a snack. But I'm thinking like it's like a single serving thing.
Chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa.
I could eat literally a barrel full of chips and salsa.
Like really good ones.
Like it's fresh. Hard, oh yeah. I'm salivating right
Me
now.
Me too.
Like fresh, crunchy like ones. Some good salsa, like a little spice to it, and then some guac.
Restaurant-style chips.
I'm getting hungry now. All right, we're almost done.
Good question, Olivia.
T-Squared 12. Any big announcements, merch on the horizon? Announcements, besides everything that's been going on in April and May, nothing else.
Oh, James is stepping down from the podcast, and I'm going to be taking over full-time, getting all the profits myself. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so sorry, bud. I'm announcing it right now.
You're fired. Get the hell out of here.
You're fired.
All right, Rasco D, will there be an Apocalypse Now episode? Yes, absolutely. We have to. Lots of jinxes. All right, this is the last one.
Denny.
Donnie.
Sorry, I have my glasses on.
What kind of music do you guys listen to? Lots of movie scores, obviously.
These days it's just movie scores. It's silly.
I listen to like Logic 2, Arcade Fire. Indie rock, stuff like
nowadays, I just listen to movie scores and then, like, that's it really right now.
I've literally just been listening to Gladiator for about a week straight. Anthony put on a song yesterday to film, and he's just amping us up. And I'm like, you want to hear my amped up song? And I put on Gladiator.
I guessed it though. I was like, what are you going to put on Gladiator?
I was like, yeah.
Mine was pretty dope though. It was pretty good.
Yeah,
the trailer
music. A lot of movie scores. As well, so, like I've spent my entire life listening to other music as well too.
Yeah. But I also listen to a lot of classical music as well, like classical composers.
But like I love classic rock too. But in general, like right now, it's just mostly movie scores. And that wraps our Q&A.
Oh yeah,
that was a lot of fun. I can't believe
questions.
We got through all those. Man, I'm
thank you for
my
sending those
right
in,
now.
Everyone.
That was a blast. That was like over 100 questions, easy. So many fun ones. Really appreciate you guys sending those in. Thanks
it's
for tuning into
touching.
The show. Hope you enjoyed this one. We'll have to do another one in like half a year or a year. We'll be back from Italia soon, and we'll get on Obi-Wan and Stranger Things ASAP as soon as we're back.
Assolutamente.
Unless we have time to watch them on flights, we probably won't get to see them until we're back, but we'll see you all soon.
We're eating pasta all week.
All week. And don't worry, episodes will still be posting all week, every Monday and Thursday, as well as bonus episodes. We're bringing mics with us, so we're going to do movie news on Sundays.
And
we'll
also do some audio blogs telling you what we're up to here.
So follow social media, see what we're up to. But don't worry, the show is going on still, so don't go anywhere. And thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye. This episode of Raiders of the Lost Podcast has been executive produced through Patreon. Thanks to Cody Moen, Calvin Cam, John A. Gratz, and Lawrence Smertz. Thank you to our producers.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Raiders of the Lost Podcast. Be sure to subscribe. If you're new, hit the like button, leave a comment. Find us on all audio streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us. Find us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Raiders of the Lost Podcast. Be sure to check out one of these other videos right here for more content on our favorite films and breaking down all kinds of movie content. Thanks so much.